Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, June 5th, 2009. I am your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always to tell you about movies and toys and all kinds of nonsense. This is the first of three shows this week, and probably every week until someone gets annoyed and we do two or one or whatever it is that we do. So, let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, the number one movie was Up with $68.1 million. Night Museum Battle of the Smithsonian was number two, $24.4 million. It was followed by Terminator Salvation, $16.4 million. Drag Me to Hell, $15.8 million. And Star Trek with $12.6 million. I can say that Up was worth seeing, and if you haven't seen it yet, you probably should. It's a Pixar movie, so you'll probably like it. I know that's not always true. Cars. But typically you're going to have a good time. So if you're on the fence, go see it. New this weekend, The Hangover, My Life in Ruins, Land of the Lost, 24 City, Away We Go, Tennessee, and Seraphony? I don't know how that's supposed to be pronounced. Some of those are in very limited release, like New York and LA only, so you might not see them. But, of course, you're going to see The Hangover and Land of the Lost in pretty much every multiplex in the country. So you'll probably see that. News. Other news. David Carradine, best known as the Bill in Kill Bill, has unfortunately passed away this week. We won't go into detail as to how, but he was a great talent, and you should probably go catch one or more of his movies or TV shows from over the years. Conan O'Brien started hosting The Tonight Show this week. So far, so good. If you haven't seen an episode yet, Andy Richter is his announcer. Max Weinberg is still his band leader. And depending on who you ask, his backdrop during his monologue was inspired by Super Mario Bros. 3. I believe it. MTV is airing The State again in a limited capacity. If this means anything to you, you're probably very excited right now for the DVDs coming out shortly. Toys. Oh, what do we have? First of all, Lego made a new announcement this week. They're actually inking a deal with Cartoon Network, which I believe is new for them. And they're going to be doing the Ben 10 series, which involves some kids, some aliens, and a green muscle car, as far as I can tell from the toy aisles. So there you go, Lego fans, another license. Also this week, it appears the Space Police and new LEGO Agent sets are shipping, which probably also means the new LEGO Star Wars sets are on their way to be shipping shortly, so keep your eyes open for that. In the realm of Transformers, the Revenge of the Fallen toys are now available. Exclusive Skywarp and Ramjet are supposedly at a Walmart. I haven't seen any of them yet. Toys R Us has an exclusive Bludgeon vs. World 2-pack for $34.99. I've seen quite a few of those. Target has a Superion Combiner gift set. I have not been able to find yet. It's supposedly $30 if you do find it. According to BotCon, there will be no new Transformers Universe or animated toys for quite some time. However, if you attend the right retail stores, you might be finding these items on clearance for really cheap right now. Just letting you know. The Transformers Fan Club has an exclusive Punch Counterpunch toy based on the Sideswipe Sunstreaker mold coming out some point in the near future. Concept art looks fantastic. Hasbro showed a number of animated toys at BotCon 2009, including RC, Cybertron version Ratchet, Optimus Prime with a jetpack and hammer. All these great, wonderful new toys are on indefinite hold because the animated line is also on indefinite hold. The company promises these will be released in some capacity at some point, but when and how much and where they'll be exclusive that you can't buy them from remains to be seen. The Generation 1 re-releases of the Insecticons in a box set and Perceptor are going to be about $35 a piece and available at Toys R Us sometime this year. Target is getting a Burning the Fallen exclusive for Revenge of the Fallen. I'm not sure when. Masterpiece Grimlock may be released in the USA in the next 18 months. Again, no one's sure when or how. And Walmart is getting an exclusive Masterpiece Edition Skywarp later this year, which will hopefully be easier to get than the Masterpiece Starscream from 2007. Superpowers. Yes, superpowers. A line of newish superpowers bootlegs are showing up, including Zan, Captain Atom, the Riddler, and Bruce Lee. The ActionFigureInsider.com has a great article about these oddities. I highly recommend checking it out if you want to know about a great figure line that is being pillaged with some of the strangest new releases that aren't licensed that you could hope to see. Pixar's Up. As of right now, there are no licensed toys out for this property. June Planning had a license, and June Planning is not releasing a hell heck of a lot. Acme Archives, on the other hand, is releasing a lot of artwork and prints, so check our website for more on those, because there's dogs and balloons and potentially squirrels. Marvel. The Secret Wars 2-packs are now up for pre-order and coming in the next couple of months. These include Captain America and Claw, Spider-Man and Thunderball, Human Torch and Wolverine. And there will be more, but we don't know what those are yet, so there you go. Wave 5 of the basic Marvel Universe figures will include Silver Centurion, Iron Man, Electro, The Guardian, and Namor the Submariner, and more old stuff. Neat. Gurren Lagann, the anime line of statues, continues to do very well, and there's a new version of Yoko every 6 to 8 weeks, it seems, a lot of which are pre-selling out. A new high-end statue is really big, and she has big, you know. The character is really popular, the statue is over $100, and if you go to her website, you can see why. It's probably very popular. Hellboy, the BPRD Buddies are now available. From Mezco Toys. They're based on the second Hellboy movie, and they look a lot like the Galactic Heroes, Robot Heroes, and Superhero Squad toys. They're great if you like Hellboy and you need a figure. These are probably the way to go, because they're neat, they're cute, they're chunky, and they're cheap.
New at Entertainment Earth!
Free shipping is still available for in-stock orders over a certain amount. Check our website for details. Also, we have Twitter deals coming. If you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, you will be able to find out what those are. There's also random giveaways being posted on our Twitter account, and you probably want to be on top of that. Lots and lots of new items are added to our website every single week, including Strawberry Shortcake, more Strawberry Shortcake, Transformers, and very soon, G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra items will be posted for your viewing pleasure. So be sure to follow our Twitter account, be sure to check out our website, be sure to take advantage of our free shipping promotion. And don't forget, our Comic-Con announcements are coming very shortly, and you want to find out about those, particularly some of the stuff that's not able to talk about. So, exciting, new, fun, Entertainment Earth is all of these things. That's pretty much all for this week, everyone. I've been your host, Adam Paulus, and I've got two more podcasts to record. Again, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It is important. Otherwise, we will shoot this dog that does not exist. Our toy of the week this week is our new exclusive medical tricorder from Star Trek. You might want to check that out. Our video game podcast has a roundup of the E3 news. If you're on our iTunes feed, all of these shows should be available for downloading right around now. And yeah, that's pretty much everything. I mean, we got a lot of information on the show this and every week. We hope you enjoy it. You know, it's like Arthur Fonzarelli's got an army of clones, that we've got so much information here. We've got all these people going out telling you what stuff to know about. Don't ask why that's in there. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Other stuff you may or may not be interested in. Up was good. Terminator Salvation was all right, worth seeing. Star Trek was good. And also, if you have paid cable channels, Adam Carolla's The Hammer is now in rotation. I caught it. It is the lowest budget thing you will ever see, but it's quite funny. There's a great La Brea Tar Pit sequence, which needs to be seen. I won't say needs to be seen to be believed, because you'll believe it, but it needs to be seen. It's very funny. If it was a sketch, it would be a good sketch. So check that out. And what else can we do to entertain you this weekend? Don't forget, if you applied for one of those free HDTV converter box coupons, it expires in the next week. So you might actually want to use it. I went ahead and went to Target to use it because Target has their converter boxes on sale for $40 and my coupons for $40, so I didn't pay anything for it. So just a reminder, if you have one sitting in a drawer somewhere, go use it now, otherwise you won't be able to, which I guess is okay, but you may as well use it. And that's it. So have a great weekend, everyone. I am actually going on a bit of a road trip, which, if anything interesting comes of it, I will tell you about next week. So have a great weekend, everyone. Good times, good times. Oh, you can email me, adam.paulus@gmail.com, and you can check out the Entertainment Earth blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. It's very exciting because I post way more junk there than you could possibly be interested in, and now I've recruited other people to do the same thing. So check it out, suckers. It's good times. I keep saying that because it is. Goodbye.